Time for another edition of Payne Explains. This is Seth Payne, former nose tackle for the Houston Texans. He's also a Texans ambassador. Takes us through a key play each week after Texans ball game, and this one is that first half sack near the end of the second quarter by J.J. Watt. What happened?
I wanted to talk about this one because it's a great example of a team sack. What you're going to see is Ryan Fitzpatrick line up in the gun. Number 19, Donald Jones, a wide receiver, is lined up in the backfield. The defense figures out that he's probably not going to be running the ball. He motions out to what they call an empty formation. They call it empty because the backfield is empty save for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Important thing to remember about an empty formation is that the ball's probably going to come out pretty quickly. The guy's only going to have five offensive linemen blocking for him. So the onus is on the defensive backs to cover for a couple seconds. And that defensive line, the four guys that are rushing, have to get there fast and force that ball to come out. When you've got five wide receivers, if you give the quarterback enough time, somebody's going to get open. So what you see is Fitzpatrick gets the ball, looks, doesn't like his first read. Connor Barwin comes from the outside, gets his arms in just enough to push Fitzpatrick up into the pocket. Antonio Smith does a little bit of what we talked about 2 weeks ago, shifts pre-snap just enough to confuse the offensive lineman. He draws a double team. J.J. Watt starts off rushing to the outside. J.J.'s offensive lineman is lazy with his inside hand, so J.J. comes up with those long arms of his and posts to the inside shoulder of that offensive lineman. Antonio Smith, meanwhile, notice he started at the line of scrimmage. He gets 5 yards of penetration while two guys are blocking him. So he takes a double team 5 yards back. Connor Barwin forces Ryan Fitzpatrick up just enough that the pocket has been compressed. And that's one thing the Texans do really well. Brooks Reed and Connor Barwin, even when they're not making a sack, they keep the pocket integrity. So right there, the pocket squeezes down. There's no place for Fitzpatrick to escape. You leave J.J. Watt one-on-one with a guard, he's probably going to beat him. That's exactly what he does. But the important thing is there's no place for Fitzpatrick to escape. And just as the receiver was coming open into the seam in the defense, Fitzpatrick's got no place to go. J.J. Watt makes a nice play, nice move to the inside, and there he goes with the sack. And it was really nice job of the defensive backs and the linebackers not giving up, not giving the first option to Fitzpatrick. And then all four guys rushing the passer with discipline. Antonio Smith driving two guys back 5 yards and J.J. Watt making a nice play. And that's what's so nice about this defense. They work together to get these things done.
Ultimately, Fitzpatrick goes down. The Bills have to kick a field goal to go into the half, kind of demoralizing.
Yeah, it was, and it's what they did a good job of that game. The Bills were going to get their chunks, but they came up in the red zone and kept what could be touchdowns to field goals.
Good stuff. Payne Explained.